Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:13, I was talking about Coastal Carolina and what their program was in, and I know the young lady, her name is Carly, that graduated with a degree from there, and she wanted to work at SeaWorld, and I forgot where she is now. Marine biology is the name of the curriculum. Thank you for whomever texted that in. That's what I was fumbling for in a Chanticleer, as we've already determined, is a rooster that grows to be about 9 to 11 pounds. Coincidentally enough, a tilapia is a fish that grows to be 9 to 11 pounds, and LSU won't be playing them in a College World Series, but they are a problem. Martin O'Connell joins us now, professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at my alma mater, UNO. How you doing, professor?
I'm doing fine.
Tell me what's going on with tilapia. And first of all, what is a tilapia for people that don't know?
Tilapia is a group of fishes from Africa and Asia. They've been very popularly used in aquaculture. And unfortunately, when they're used in aquaculture, they have a tendency to escape. And when they get out, they cause a lot of problems for the local fishes. And this has happened around the world, from Venezuela to Africa to Brazil to China. And we don't want it to happen here in Louisiana.
When you say aquaculture, you mean they are farm-raised? Is that what that means?
They are farm-raised, yes. It's, in other words, you take them in there and you breed them up. They're very hardy fishes. It's a good characteristic for aquaculture species. And unfortunately, when they get out, they're hardy species, and they do really well when they're escapees.
What do they taste like? How do I know if I'm eating tilapia? Would I know?
Most white fish flesh like that is the same blah flavor. I wouldn't say blah. Mm-hmm. It actually tastes pretty good, but it's when you're raising an animal that doesn't have a variety of a diet, mm-hmm. you don't get those kind of nice flavors that you get from a speckled trout or a croaker or something like that.
Could they feed the tilapia what they feed croaker or speckled trout, or be expensive?
In other words, use the tilapia as food?
Well, I guess. I don't know. I guess feed the tilapia to... Feed the whatever the speckled trout eat. What do they eat?
Oh, okay.
To make the tilapia taste like speckled trout is what I'm asking, Professor.
Yeah, and that's
I'm approaching this from the diner side of it, not the science side, just so you know.
Yeah, it seems one of the frustrating things with aquaculture is like they're taking one group of fishes, grinding them up to feed another group of fishes. It seems more efficient, I guess, to just do wild-caught fisheries like we have here in Louisiana, get shrimp and oysters and blue crabs and speckled trout from the water versus taking one set of protein, grinding it up, and make another set of protein.
I know when I was a kid, my dad had aquariums, and I remember as a kid going to a fish store, and they had piranha, and it was either illegal, I don't remember because I was a little bitty kid, and it was a long time ago, or they were concerned with the piranha getting out, and it was illegal. I also remember something about the Riverwalk wanting to have some type of invasive fish that they didn't want them to have because if a ship were to hit something and it get loose, it could cause problems. And the point I'm making is when it comes to ecosystems, you got to be very, very careful about what you introduce into an area out of fear of it getting out, right?
Yes, and it's not something we just have a few samples. It's repeated, unfortunately, all across the world. And I was raised in the East Coast, and every stream, river, and lake has been screwed up by having invasive species, whether it's zebra mussels or common carp. And it's kind of frustrating living 25 years down here in such a great productive ecosystem, and we have some threats to it that could be, you know, should be handled, but they just keep getting more and more over the last few years.
I hope I'm not asking you to prove a negative here, but, you know, I hear about these tiger shrimp for a while over a problem. I don't know if they still are or not, but has anything ever been introduced into an ecosystem where it took over and made things better?
No.
That you know?
No. I hear this all the time, and it's just like, well, it couldn't make things better. You think about these animals. They've evolved with each other, interacting with each other for millions of years. Mm-hmm. And then some people over a few decades say, well, let's try this European Zander. It might be better than the walleye. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, it's like, and I'll try to use this analogy, having pro football players, and you make these kids work practice all the way through kindergarten, high school, college. They get to the Super Bowl, and we're going to have these star athletes. Let's replace Drew Brees with Usain Bolt. Mm-hmm. He's still a star athlete, and he's the fastest person on the planet, but he's not going to do as well as Drew Brees. So these people have these ideas and dreams that this non-native is going to do better. In all cases, it's never the case.
So how did this tilapia get out?
I'm just a person. I'm just a scientist seeing what's there. I've heard, you know, rumors of what's going on. What happens back north is that where it's colder in places like Tennessee and Virginia, mm-hmm. people want to grow hog basses in their ponds. So they'll put tilapia in there. Tilapia reproduce like crazy. Come spring, the bass eat all the baby tilapia, and then they have normal winters that usually kill off the tilapia. Mm-hmm. I think somebody is trying to do that same thing down here, but in Port Sulphur, it rarely gets that cold to kill off the tilapia, and then you have a problem when these things get out during Hurricane Katrina, and that's where we ended up back in 2009.
So how bad is it right now with the tilapia takeover?
It's not as bad as it was in 2009. When my crew was down there, they estimated the biomass, total biomass, fish biomass, was 85% tilapia, adult tilapia. When we went down there, my wife, Meg O'Connell, and I did this research last summer. We are just collecting juvenile tilapia, but they are in multiple sites. So it's almost like a cancer. Back in 2009, 85% of the organ was the cancer. Now we have, oh, it looks like the cancer is back, but maybe it's at a size that's more controllable, where we won't have to go crazy like we did back in 2009, 2010, trying to wipe it out.
Well, let's talk about how you did that when we come back. We're talking to Martin O'Connell, professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at my alma mater, I'm proud to say UNO, and Clancy Dubow said it, and we'll be talking to him tomorrow about the mayoral race, but that UNO built the middle class of New Orleans, and I thoroughly agree with him, and I'm thankful for everything that UNO did. We'll continue to talk about tilapia when we come back. How do they wipe them out before, or did they, or how do you? It seems to me
like real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Like the Terminator movie where at the very end of it, one survives or an eye opens or something, and all you need is two, and then all of a sudden you're right back to where you started. We'll find out when we come back. Right now, 720 traffic, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. They're back. tilapia. We're talking to Martin O'Connell, a professor of earth and environmental sciences at my alma mater, UNO, about they thought that tilapia had been eradicated, but now they're back. What happened, I guess, 20 years ago, was it, Professor? Give me a timeline on this, when they were a problem and then action was taken. What was the action that was taken, and then how did they come back?
So the LDWF found them down there in 2009. They closed off a certain region where they found them and said there should be no fishing here. They didn't want people moving these critters around. Mm-hmm. And then they went down with a pesticide called rotenone, which is basically American indigenous people in Brazil use this from a bark of a tree to kill the fishes, but it doesn't hurt the flesh. Mm-hmm. And you take rotenone, fishery people take rotenone just to kill everything. So they went in there. They hit it hard with rotenone in this enclosed areas, and hopefully most of the tilapia died, and unfortunately so did all the native fishes. So the rotenone was treated. They scooped out the dead fishes, native and tilapia, and then the Nickel States people came in and restocked it with native fishes after the rotenone was gone. And the hope was that we got the tilapia too. My lab was paid to go to monitor to see if the tilapia were coming back. We did find a few that were left over. We actually collected some when it was like less than 50 degrees Fahrenheit, so they survived the cold water. Mm-hmm. But come 2012, we stopped finding them. So we just assumed either we got them all or we put them down to a lower number where they can be controllable. And as I say in my talks about tilapia, it's like a cancer. You know, you want to get rid of it, but sometimes the surgeon misses all of the tumor, mm-hmm. and it will slowly come back eventually. So that's what the monitoring was about.
So take me back to this thing from the tree bark they put in. It kills everything?
It kills all the fishes. It affects their breathing. It doesn't get into their tissue, their muscle tissue, and you basically wait 3 or 4 days, and you scoop up dead fishes, and it takes a while. Some of the bigger fishes take longer to come to the surface, and we have pictures from back in 2009 where it's just the whole ditch is 80, you know, just covered with adult tilapia and native fishes like bass and bluegill.
Why is it important that it doesn't damage the flesh? I don't know.
Because you don't want to die. So this is, you can think about...
people eat it after you harvest?
Yeah, the indigenous people, yeah, we shouldn't. And now we're hearing more and more that we shouldn't be using rotenone, and this might not be an option if we try to do this again down there because there might be some health issues. And I've been using this since I was a young fishery person in Virginia, so it's kind of disturbing to know there might be some health issues related with
it. So what do you do if you're not going to use that?
Yeah, and that was my first thought, and then the article came out Monday, and some LDWF folks were saying, well, I don't think we're going to be able to use rotenone again. So the best approach, I think, down the line, we do what's known as electrofishing. You can either do this by a boat or with a backpack shocker, and you selectively go through, shock all the fishes. You keep, obviously, remove the tilapia, and hopefully you can leave the native fishes there and just go down there and just shock the snot out of it and hope that you at least keep the tilapia, i.e. the cancer, low, and so they don't take over like they did back in 2009.
But you can't selectively shock the water, right? You kill everything that's underwater?
No, you can.
You can.
You can use either an AC or DC approach, depending on what the generator does. The AC approach, it just stuns the animals. So you stun the animal, you net it. Is that a tilapia? Okay, kill that. Oh, it's a bass. Let's let it recover, and we're going to put it back. So it's a more selective. It's a lot more hard work than just killing everything and picking up the dead bodies. But it's you can be selective and put the native fish back alive.
I don't know how you would ever do this because it seems like, again, I went back to my Terminator story earlier. As long as I got two of them left, seems like this is going to be a never-ending thing, is it?
Well, this is something else I say. We got to circle the wagons. All these invasive fishes are going to keep coming at us. Let's keep their numbers low, make sure they don't get into our good fisheries, our shrimp fisheries, our crab fisheries, and maybe somewhere in the future some smart fish geneticist will come up some way, kind of like they did with the Zika virus and mosquitoes in Miami, put in some males that only produce male offspring and just breed these things out of existence. So just like, let's circle the wagons, let's keep their numbers low, let's not get to the level we had in 2009, and hope somewhere down the line some smart scientists can figure this out.
We can't keep drugs out of the country. I'm just wondering, is there any way that they have safeguards to keep people from bringing invasive species in, or not really?
I've been fighting that fight for over 30 years now, and there are always people saying, well, this might not hurt. We don't know if this is going to hurt. And I think people just need to say, anything that's non-native, we need to not let it loose in the system.
I'm no Martin O'Connell, but I can remember being in seventh grade learning about ecosystems and realizing, you know what, just a little bitty bit of change over here can mess up the entire thing. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
Professor Martin O'Connell from UNO talking about tilapia. We'll talk with Leaders for a Better Louisiana about the session, positives and negatives from it when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.